Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And today we're going over Loving You. This is Elvis's second movie.
Second movie, but his first color film.
Very cool. Yes. This is 102 minutes.
Yes.
We see Elvis for the first time, minute 7.
Yes, so we see him pretty quickly.
Yeah,
Especially compared to Love Me Tender, where you wait almost 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a whole 18 minutes that you wait in Love Me Tender, but in Loving You. And he starts singing. That's basically the first time you see him, he's in his first song already. And this came out in 1957.
Yes.
Elvis is 22.
Yes, he's so young.
Baby Elvis still.
This premiered in Memphis on July 10th, 1957 at the Strand Theater. Mm-hmm. Elvis actually didn't go to the premiere, and instead he waited until midnight, when he took his date, Anita Wood, and his parents to a private midnight screening, which is so rock and roll, and
I love that. Yeah.
That is just the coolest thing ever. But then it opened nationwide July 30th, so not long after that, and it peaked at number 7.
Number 7, that's so cool. Now, you mentioned Vernon and Gladys, and his parents actually have a little cameo at the very end. Spoiler
alert.
It's
so cool to see them.
Yeah. Y'all, this is going to be so full of spoilers every time we do this, so just be aware.
We hope you've seen the movie.
Yeah, but so they appear in the audience in the final number at the very end of the show.
Really cool.
So that's really cool.
And speaking of that, too, I mean, I think it was in that Elvis's first number, I think we were sitting here screaming out, oh my God, there's Scotty. Hey, there's Bill.
Yes,
there's DJ.
Yeah.
Like, you see Elvis's actual band members from quote-unquote real life, they're actually there with him in the movies, which is so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So this is kind of like a biopic with creative liberties.
Yes. It's
to give you
it's supposed to be Elvis's story, and I kept sitting there being like, no, it's not. And then I'm like, yeah, it is. I see it, but I don't either. So
yeah. It's a little bit more removed than a true Elvis.
It's sort of like if you focus on Elvis's time on the Louisiana Hayride, that's sort of what this is. It's very much focusing on a young man from a small town who gets sort of discovered and goes to be on this huge, kind of traveling show, which is a really big deal, and sort of both the successes and sort of the, I don't think there are a whole lot of bad things that happen to Elvis in this movie. I don't want to say, his misfortunes during this, but just sort of what happens to him sort of becoming famous.
Yeah. So, one of the things in this movie that helps him become famous is Lisbeth Scott's character.
Right.
And so she kind of discovers him and is like, we need you, you're our gimmick, you're going to come on the road with us.
Right.
A little bit manipulative, she has an end goal and she uses Elvis
to
get there.
And she reminds me a lot of Colonel Parker with sort of some of his more brilliant marketing schemes. There are some things that Colonel Parker did that were really, really smart marketing-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, she does a lot of those sort of same things, like setting up the press to show up when, getting someone to talk smack about Elvis and then getting the press there to cover it and, stuff like that.
Inciting all that controversy.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of smart. It may not be the best practice, but it gets people talking.
But it's effective.
Right.
So I was a little bit confused going into this with who Elvis's love interest would be.
Right.
So there's, what's Elizabeth Scott's character's name? Glenda.
Yeah.
And so there's Glenda, and she's kind of taking him along as like a mentor to him to a little bit of a degree. And then there's also Susan, who's also a member. She's a singer.
Right.
And so I was like kind of confused at the very beginning. Who is he going to wind up with? Who's going to want to wind up with? And there's some interactions with both of them.
And what's so funny, too, and we talked about this, was, like I said, Elvis, he does come off as so young. He's 22. He comes off as a 22-year-old, which I think is great. It really it puts you at a great mindset of where he is, both in his actual life and then, too, in the movie. But Elizabeth Scott, she does, and she is a veteran film actress.
Mm-hmm.
She has
at this point,
an incredible career. Yeah. And she does come off as definitely more mature and more just in control, worldly, yes. and everything. And I love that, but it was sort of surprised. We were both like, oh, Elvis make it an older lady.
Yeah, because she was she was 35.
And she's stunning. She looks so beautiful.
Yeah, she looks awesome. Everyone looks awesome in this movie.
True.
But yeah, it was a little bit like, okay, so this is a woman taking the lead.
Yeah.
And she's definitely showing some interest in this 22-year-old.
Right. But then Susan comes along, and they have a very sweet relationship.
Yes, so that was Dolores Hart, and she became a nun.
Right. Later in her life, she did. She gave up her acting career. To go and work for the church, which is very cool. And we actually have an interview with her from Elvis Week 2013. She's interviewed by Brad Birkendahl, who does a great job chatting with her about her memories of working with Elvis and getting that sort of first on-screen kiss. Actually, actress Jana Lund, she's the first who gets an on-screen kiss, sort of, because she ambushes Elvis's character in the dressing room, which is a really funny scene. But Dolores Hart actually receives the first on-screen kiss initiated by an Elvis character later in the movie.
Oh my gosh.
So while Jana sort of just took the lead with that first kiss, she stole one, exactly. Dolores actually, he was sweet on her, so he gave her a kiss. It was very sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a little love triangle, or square, because there are actually four people involved in this plot. So okay, so Elvis's character, we know, kind of winds up with Susan, his contemporary in that time.
Right.
And then Glenda, who's the manager, has been working with Tex, who used to be the headliner until this young Spitfire Elvis came along.
Right.
And we don't find out until the end that they are divorced.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of what I would think would be scandalous in 1957 going on in this. There's a 35-year-old woman kind of going after this 22-year-old guy. She's a divorcee. all sorts of romantic scandals, I feel like. Or that they could become scandals, but they're not.
Could have, but it all wraps up very beautifully.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, has a really great ending.
So you'll have to watch it if you haven't, but
yes.
Eventually, what the viewers are made to think that they want to happen actually does happen.
Right.
That comes out, so that's good. And this is kind of the first, is this the genesis, I feel like, of that kiss, fight, sing rotation that so many Elvis fans expect to see in movies? Because that restaurant fight was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a really fun scene because, I mean, it was so much action in such a short amount of time. You have this great Elvis performance in this restaurant.
Yeah.
And then it turns around and he's fighting with these guys who are, of course, jealous of him. Who wouldn't be?
Why not?
And it's just so much fun to sort of watch it because you just get great song, big old fight. It's kind of fun.
It's like, so much fun. Yeah. They come up and they're kind of bullying him. You got to put on a show for us.
Yep.
And then of course he gives in because he's a great guy. Yes. He's trying to make everybody happy. Why not? And then, thankfully this jukebox has a karaoke version. It has an instrumental version of this song. we were sitting back watching like, oh, how convenient that we have that. It's that Elvis movie magic. But it worked out. And then he has this awesome fight. And then later on, it's the guy who started its girlfriend who steals the kiss.
Yes.
Yeah. So, everything wraps up perfectly. So, so the only thing I had that I would have liked to see more of was more of the Elvis character and maybe a little bit less of the love triangle, or the square, as we called it, because you do follow Glenda and Tex's story so much, if not equally as much as the Elvis story.
You really do, and I think that's one thing that is so interesting is really toward the end of the movie, you learn that Deke Rivers is not Deke Rivers.
Yes.
You know, and you sort of get this whole, his backstory, and I'm like, I almost wish they would have started with Deke as a young boy and what all he went through there and really focused on his story and not so much, here he is as a grown man trying to make it on his own. Oh, and he's kind of getting caught up in this Louisiana Hayride type show.
Yeah. Because it moves it along a little bit slower than what you would expect, I think. So, if they had paid a little bit more attention to the Deke Rivers Elvis character story.
Can we have more Elvis, please?
Can we have more Elvis, please? That's what we want. That's what we're here for. All right, so do you have some trivia for us?
I do have some trivia. If you don't like the title Loving You, how about Lonesome Cowboy or Running Wild? Those were the working titles.
I like Lonesome Cowboy.
Lonesome Cowboy's cool, but I prefer Loving You, and I see why it's definitely the title when you get those really great performances.
Yeah.
Although you do also get that really big performance of Teddy Bear, and I'm kind of glad they didn't call it Teddy Bear, though.
Oh, very glad.
We did get that really good performance of Teddy Bear, which was so much fun. Hal Cantor, I hope I'm saying his name right, he was the writer-director, and he came to Memphis to visit with Elvis, and he ate with Gladys's, or with Elvis's family. He had Gladys's fried chicken, which I bet was amazing. Oh. He went sightseeing around town with Elvis, and then he went down to Shreveport and watched him perform in a concert, and that's so many of the reactions that we see in the movie of these girls falling for Elvis on stage. That's stuff he saw in Shreveport.
Oh my gosh.
Even the twins who were clapping together one-handed, yes. that really happened. That.
We
it worked.
Did it.
It worked. It worked well. We did it. So yeah. And then of course Elvis started dyeing his natural brown hair black for this film.
Oh wow.
He thought it would show up better on film, like Tony Curtis's hair.
So was that his idea? I wondered.
I think so. Yeah.
Why
so,
not?
Yeah, it looked great.
Full of good ideas.
It looks so good. So it works well.
Yeah.
Famous designer Edith Head worked on this film, as she did for many Elvis movies. Yes.
Now I think Edith Head was the woman who designed Grace Kelly's wedding dress, I believe.
I don't know that, but that sounds amazing.
Okay, yeah.
I love Grace Kelly's wedding dress.
I read that before, that she, because she was working on MGM, okay. or she was an MGM actress when she got married,
okay.
which I was in the 50s, right? Oh,
right.
I wish I knew the year, but I don't. But yeah, I know she commissioned a costume designer from MGM to work on her wedding dress, and
oh, wow.
one of them, another one that she worked closely with, was kind of maybe a little bit miffed about that, so
right.
she commissioned her to create another dress, like whether it was a reception dress or a rehearsal dinner dress or something like that. So I know Edith Head was one of those two.
You were full of knowledge today, Libby.
Except for the specifics. I just know I read her name with one of those stories. Maybe you guys can tell us.
Yeah, maybe so. Actor Skip Young, who played Deke's buddy Teddy, would go on to portray Ricky Nelson's buddy Wally in Ozzie and Harriet. So you have seen that face before. And in the movie, I thought this was funny. I loved how Deke always broke the guitar strings, and
yes.
so did Elvis. So again, that's just taking it from life. So.
Yeah. Just a few more details to make it real.
Yeah.
So we've got a really awesome interview that you mentioned with Dolores Hart and Brad Barkadahl from Elvis Week 2013. So we're
yes.
going to take a listen to that now.
Okay. We are here with Mother Dolores, who co-starred with Elvis Presley in two films, Loving You and King Creole. Now, Loving You was in color. I know that. And King Creole was black and white. Just a little fact there for you. But what was your first impression of Elvis when you found out that you're going to be working with him?
Well, actually, it's very funny because I was told that I had won a screen test,
mm-hmm.
and I did not know who I was going to be working with,
okay.
because the screen test was with somebody else. So when I went to the room to meet everyone, I kid you not, been a freshman in college, all wrapped up in me. So when I met Elvis, he said, "This is Mr. Elvis Presley." He jumped to his feet. He said, "How do you do, Miss Dolores?"
Mm-hmm.
I took his hand and said, "How do you do, Elvis? What do you do?"
That's great.
And I was not joking.
Yeah, I'm sure he was tickled, though.
He loved it.
Yeah, that's great. Wow. So acting with him as a big star, you know, we found out he was a big star, I guess, because you asked what
of course.
You do. Were you impressed by his chops, his acting chops?
I was very impressed by the fact that he listened.
Good, very good.
He did not come to you with words that he had memorized in a script.
Okay.
He came to you talking to you.
Right.
And that was such a gift, because I didn't know that much myself
mm-hmm.
about it. It was my first film.
Right.
And he was very easy that way.
Very good.
And you just answered what he said, and he asked you, and we hope we were on script.
Now, I would like to ask you this. Did Elvis have his first on-screen kiss with you?
Yes.
It was Loving You, yes?
Yes.
Did he get embarrassed? Were you embarrassed at all?
Well, let me tell you, the truth of the fact, we started, it was one of the first scenes that they did.
Wow.
In the film, which is Hollywood's way.
Uh-huh.
You know, anyway, we started in the kiss. Hal Cantor said, "I'll say Rollem, and then cut. And meanwhile, you do this and that and that." We started Rollem. It was about 2 seconds in, he yells, "Cut."
Wow.
And I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Wally Westmore, he was the makeup man, would you come over here, please, and do something to her ears? They're turning red."
Wow, so they could really see that. That's great. I love that.
But the funnier thing was they did it again.
Okay.
Rollem, we got into it, cut. He said, "Wally, get to Elvis's ears. They're turning red, too.
Oh, you're kidding me. So you're both in the same boat.
So we were both new and enjoying it and realizing there was 100 or 200 people there watching you.
Right.
I mean, how much of a kiss can you do?
Yeah, really, it's probably difficult, you know. Easier to act than kiss, you know. Did Elvis, did you ever listen to his music when you found out what he did? Because like you said, well, what do you do?
I was so touched by what he was doing.
Yeah.
We, no matter if I was on in the scene or whatever, I went just to see him on stage.
Wow.
Because he was riveting. Wow. And when you're in the room like that, and I maybe three or four other people while the camera was going, I felt this man has got to be the most incredible performer.
Right.
Because his energy just went right through you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not telling you things that everybody doesn't know, but...
yeah, that's great. But you were there to see it, and witness it, and work with him. I'll ask you one more question. Did you keep in contact with Elvis after these two movies?
I did, through... His cousin Gene and I became friends.
Mm-hmm.
Gene wrote to me a lot of times and would send messages from Elvis. And then I would write back to him and give him the same. And so I felt I was in a communication with him.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you spent the time to talk to me. And I'm glad you're going to go out and share your stories with everyone out there.
Well, I'll try.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And may I take a...
All right, so that was a really great interview. You always love hearing from folks who really worked with Elvis.
And got to know him.
Yes, very cool. If you want to know more about Elvis's movie career, you will definitely want to come here to Graceland. We have this great VIP exhibit called Elvis in Hollywood, from teen idol to leading man.
We've got so many cool artifacts,
so
scripts,
many cool artifacts,
outfits.
Yes. Everything you could want to see in regards to his movie career. So if you want to check that out, come to Graceland.
Come to Graceland and make sure you watch your copy of Jailhouse Rock. We're going to be talking about it in 2 weeks. So don't be spoiled, because we're going to be talking about spoilers. So make sure you watch along with us and make sure you tune in 2 weeks for the next edition of the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.